So there's no chest beating.
You don't need to beat your chest. You know? And really, that in itself is an incredible issue, because we don't believe chest beating anymore. I mean, I was down the farm recently, and I saw some commercial television, which is an interesting experience. And I saw an ad for a home builder.
Mm-hmm.
And the claim was, we build better homes. Well, firstly, what is a better home? I've got no idea what a better home is. And secondly, do you believe them?
Well, better than whom?
Better than whom? And it's just it's a statement that's got no substance behind it. It's just a statement. And most of our advertising is full of that. You know, we are cheaper than anybody else, you know. We are the best place to shop. We have the biggest range. All of these big promises that people make. You know, our customers come first. Well, stop saying it and start doing it, you know.
Show it.
Yeah, that's right. I think the cynicism that's been built up through, you know, marketing from the 1950s through to the 2000s, that 50 years of marketing, people no longer believe advertising messages. But when they go into a Zara and they see the brand live, that's a whole different thing. That's the substance. That's the reality. When they see the Apple brand live, that's reality. That's the substance.
I think the point that you're making throughout the articles was very much that it's necessary to live the brand.
To live the brand. That's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. I see an ad for Maya saying it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to say, I'm sorry to be beating up on Maya, but I'm not. I see an ad that says they're wonderful. I go in there and have a product that's average at best.
Mm-hmm.
That's dysfunctional. That doesn't make any sense to me. That makes me not believe Maya, not have any faith, not have any confidence in the brand. Whereas Apple does do some advertising, when I see that and go in there and experience the product and the product actually supports the messages in the advertising, then that gives me a whole lot of confidence. Live the brand. The brand is real. A brand's not real until it's lived. I go back to what I said earlier about the Jeff Bezos' definition of a brand is it's what people say about you when you're not in the room. I think that's the best definition there is of a brand. You know, it's not what you want it to be. It is what your customer says about you when you're not in the room. Now, what your customer says about you is not going to be determined by what your ads say. What your customer says about you is going to be determined by how you behave. And how you behave is determined by how you live, by your culture. Your culture creates their experience, which creates your brand. I have never researched the Maya brand, but I am confident that if we went and did a survey tomorrow about, you know, describe the Maya brand, we'd get all kinds of descriptions, fairly inconsistent and not very flattering. I'm equally sure that if we went out and researched the Zara brand or the Apple brand, we'd get fairly consistent responses. People be saying, you know, Apple, it's about design, it's about style, it's about ease of use and all of these things, which are Apple features of the Apple brand. And people with Zara will be saying, it's about comfort, it's about looking presentable, it's, you know, it's these things that Zara think are important. So that culture delivers focus, consistency, and it delivers a credibility. People believe it. Again, I go back to the example of Telstra. If I go into a Telstra shop, what am I going to say when I come out? I'm not going to recommend it to people. If I did a survey of Telstra customers, and I have done that, I've never found anybody who's enjoyed the experience of going into a Telstra shop. So no matter what their ads say about them being good, the reality says they're not. They're not living the brand.